Today on Radio Jackie, I'm joined by Shakti and Joe. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
My name's Joe, and I have lived experience of supporting a loved one in suicidal crisis.
My name's Shakti, and I'm the carer of a 12-year-old boy who's autistic.
Thank you very much. So, we had a very exciting piece of artwork displayed in Kingston last week. Do you both want to tell us about it? What was it?
We are very, very excited about what happened in Kingston on Friday evening. And we think that it's the start of a new way of presenting artwork and lived experience. What happened was a group of like-minded people got together in order to amplify the voice of unpaid carers in our community. And we projected images of freestyle dance artwork, and we had poetry voiceover, which depicted images of unpaid caring in our community.
Obviously, you've just said what was displayed: artwork, poems, freestyle dance. So it sounds brilliant. Whose idea was this, and what was the inspiration?
The idea was the brainchild of Lucinda Jarrett from Rosetta Life, and she is an amazing artist herself, and she just wanted to bring the voices of carers out to the public, because often caring is done behind closed doors, and she wanted to give carers a voice and share that in a public space.
What do you think the artwork portrays, and what did people want to show?
As a carer, you feel unseen and unheard for a variety of reasons. One is you need to hide any distress or exhaustion from your loved one, from your family. So it's actually a conscious choice to be unseen in your home, but also there's a sense of feeling unseen and not valued in society. And we were seen and heard on the grandest scale possible by having our lived experience presented in a very powerful, moving artwork. And so, oh my goodness, did we feel seen and heard. I don't think it could have been shouted louder. And it was done in an elegant, dignifying way. I feel it was the biggest stigma smash around unpaid caring that could possibly happen. And it was beautiful and it was moving. And to be honest, I've still got goosebumps from it.
And what about you, Shakti? What do you think the artwork portrays, and what do you think that people involved wanted it to show?
I think it portrayed the real voices of carers through doing poetry workshops with Kingston Carers Network. We were able to find our voice through words, and then we went to a recording studio and had those poems recorded. And then the movement came after that. So we were expressing themes in care, and then the whole thing was put together. We recorded the movement in a green screen studio. So the whole process was quite a gradual one. And I think the actual bonding of the carers, as we got to know each other through the whole process of creating the artwork, was just fantastic. And for us all to see the artwork on Friday night in Kingston Marketplace, which is my hometown, was just amazing.
And am I right in saying that it took 2 years to complete the artwork?
It did. I think the thing is, we aren't poets. We're not dancers. We're not artists. We're carers. And there's a sense of we needed to have our voices unlocked in order to express the experience of care. If we'd been professionals, obviously we could have just turned up and written a poem or done a dance or painted a picture. But we needed to be nurtured into this. And there's a sense of needing to feel safe to actually share your experience. So it did take time. We met 2 years ago. We started writing poetry, and the dance followed on from that and the artwork.
I always thought that I couldn't write poetry, and I think that stemmed from school. And Lucinda had really clever ways of getting us to start expressing ourselves, whether that was through starting with image or just putting words on a page or free writing. And I managed to get over my barriers of thinking I couldn't write poetry to actually putting down some really expressive pieces.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. And Lucinda is a visionary, and she's got a gift for unlocking your voice. And I think we all found our voices, and it was a very powerful act of self-care and self-expression for us as carers. I actually feel it made me a better carer as a result of this project, and it actually put a big dent in my own struggle. I think my well-being's been enhanced by doing this. Also, as you can see, Shakti and I are very bonded. We're leaning in. We are, you can see, probably see a connection. I found it very charming that our group's very bonded, but also there's a universal language of caring which became apparent. So we did poetry writing with carers in India last summer, and the language is the same. We were saying the same things across the world. The experience was so similar. And watching Bristol Black carers on that artwork, the way they were sharing their lived experience, it was so relatable. And the universal language of caring, it bridges gaps.
And it also came through in the artwork from Helix Arts Northeast as well, the same shared experiences.
Well, that was actually my next question. You mentioned that you met 2 years ago, so I'm guessing you didn't know each other before. Have you made new connections with people and even some new friends?
Definitely made some friends. I didn't actually get involved with the project until April 2023. I knew one of the people on the project through a local charity, Express CIC, and I'd been to one of the mum's support groups, and I'd mentioned that I'd seen the poetry workshop in one of their newsletters, and Layla really just encouraged me to go along and give it a go, because I was still at the mindset that I couldn't write poetry. And so it started from there, and then the friendship started to grow. And I think we all now want to try and keep writing poetry maybe once a month together, just to meet up and share experiences and just keep going with this project in our own way.
For carers involved in the artwork like yourselves, what do you think you've gained from it personally, on a personal level?
It's made me want to reach higher. We asked Lucinda what's next, and she said, oh, we're going to make an opera. And to my astonishment, I heard myself say, oh, okay. And if you'd said to me, oh, Joe, you're going to be in an opera, I would have said, no way. There's no way I'm doing an opera. And now I'm much more open to doing things that I wouldn't have thought I would have felt any resonance to. For me, personally, the sponsorship of Kingston Carers Network with this project, and the encouragement by Lucinda and the connections I've got with the other carers, it's made me a mental health activist. And I've taken the poetry out into the NHS, and I'm actually doing a suicide prevention project with the NHS, and we're going out into the police and services. So for me, it's also been a gateway to something else.
And what about you? What do you think you've gained on a personal level from being involved in this?
I think I've just actually managed to focus on the emotions that were buried deep inside and actually get those down on paper and get them sort of not exactly out of my system, but just recognising what's been going on over the years of caring.
I think the power of the poems is that you can find out about somebody's lived experience just by reading half a page of poetry. It's a very condensed way of sharing what you've been through. And so it enabled us to connect with each other very quickly, because you hear someone read their own poem in their own voice, and you immediately have a strong sense of what they're battling with. And so for carers like us who also work, we don't have much time. And so anything that saves us time, so if we can connect with someone very quickly through poetry, that's a big win for us. I think we all really love each other's poetry. I actually love yours more than my own.
And I'd say the same about yours. But I think also the poetry is a great way for unlocking your subconscious. Once you start writing, you don't actually realise what's going to come up. And I think that's part of the power of it.
So it must have brought up a lot of emotions, as you said, maybe you didn't even know were there.
A lot of the sessions, we were in tears. And it wasn't just the person who'd written the poem when they were reading it, but it was also other people in the room. It would affect them too.
It said this artwork was made to challenge the perceptions of care in an inclusive society. What do you think the perceptions of carers caring is?
I don't feel it's valued because it's unpaid. There's a strong stigma around caring. My experience is mental health caring. There is so much stigma associated with mental illness. And if you're a carer, I experienced a strong sense of this is your fault. This is your fault that your loved one is ill and in distress. And this could happen to anyone. Anyone could become a carer at any time. And so I feel that any steps that can be made to value and support people who have become carers is something powerful for all of us.
I think also with the other group of carers that I connect with through Express CIC, Some of them came to actually hear us speak our poems after the projections in Kingston Marketplace. And we went to All Saints Church and each read one of our poems. And a lot of the people there who'd come to support me have children with pathological demand avoidant traits of autism. And they often feel really unseen because that profile of autism isn't really recognised or understood. And they all said to me how much my poem had touched them and that I was representing their voices too.
Yes, if a child presents with a PDA profile, there can often be an assumption that it's a result of defective parenting, and that is absolutely not the case. But there is a lot of stigma attached to if you're in a public place with a child that's in distress, maybe because they are living with neurodivergent traits. I think every parent of a neurodivergent child would identify with feeling stigmatised in public. And so I'm glad that parents of neurodivergent children were feeling that voices were being heard.
And how can we smash this stigma? What do you think needs to be done?
Well, Lucinda said with a twinkle in her eye, or maybe we should project this on Parliament. And I think that would take this artwork right to the heart of where things need to change and things need to be recognised. And knowing Lucinda, she probably would have a way of making that happen.
I think that's absolutely inspired. I hope this project encourages people to feel that they can come and join in, that anyone can write poetry, anyone can do freestyle dance. All artwork is valued, everyone's voice is valued, and it's not about presenting some perfect work of art. The absolute opposite of that is true. All contributions are valued and welcome.
I think it's also about the process and the catharsis of actually going through the process of trying to write poetry or expressing yourself through movement. And I think that it's been nice that this project represents different voices from around the country, from Bristol and Tyneside and Kingston. And I think the power of that as a shared experience, and I really hope we get to meet the other carers in person at some point during this project.
In one of the first sessions with Lucinda, she suggested to us that every poem is a small act of rebellion. And this resonated with me enormously because part of feeling disempowered as a carer is a strong sense of frustration and actually sometimes anger that it's no one's fault, but, you know, the services are deluged. It's very difficult to access support and help. I'm not saying it's anyone's fault. That's just the reality. And you can be left feeling quite angry with quite strong negative emotions. And I started writing quite rebellious poetry, which was very good for my well-being because it was an outlet. And actually, a lot of mine are quite ragey and I tend not to share those ones, but they do sort of allow me to use humour. They make my friends laugh. They make my partner laugh. So they do have a strong value. So I love that freedom to be as rebellious as you want in writing.
And it actually took real bravery for me on Friday to actually read one of the poems that I'd written because it actually referenced some of the local services. And actually, it got a big kind of cheer, in a way, from the other parents who were in that room because they were going, yeah, this is what needs to be shared.
So you did mention that the artwork's been shown in other places like Bristol and Tyneside as well. Is this going to be projected anywhere else? What's more to come? Are there more projects on the horizon?
I think it's actually going to Australia in March. I think there's some sort of exhibition and Lucinda's taking it there with the projectors. And then there was talk about an anthology book. And I know she's done that with previous projects with Rosetta Life. I think that was for brain-injured people. So I have high hopes that there will be more to come yet from the Heart of Life.
Absolutely. I also heard a mention of a roadshow where the project just goes on tour around the UK. So I think this could pop up in any marketplace, in any town at any time. It's very exciting.
Yes, people need to keep their eyes peeled. It's going global to Australia. How does that feel to know that your artwork is going to be travelling around the world?
I think we've been heard.
Yeah, I think we certainly have been heard. And there have been so many people involved in Heart of Care. I mean, it was also Lucinda's choice of people who were involved in the project on the technical side, because some of the things we were sharing were so vulnerable. And I think when we actually went to record the poems with Matthew Peters, he was just created this safe space for us to actually feel we could speak freely and clearly whilst being recorded. And then when we went to the green screen studio to film, I think Rakesh Mohan, he was just amazing at actually showing us how to use the space. And Rakesh really had a way of just making us feel comfortable so that we could move as we felt in the space.
Yeah, I think there's such a pressure in society to get things right, say the right thing, do the right thing. And this project's not about that. There was a freedom to it that was, well, just what, life-enhancing,
yeah,
would we say? And you just felt like anything you wrote or did was welcomed.
Exactly that. And I think none of us had an actual clear image of how it would look on Friday when it was projected, because we'd seen a sort of a still image of a, sort of an artist interpretation. But actually to have the power of all of the green screen movement that was then edited and layered together, and we hadn't heard the soundscape that had been created, and we didn't know which bit of our poems either was going to be put with the movement. So Stormfield Combat did an amazing job in the edit, actually pulling that all together to make such a powerful bit of art.
Yeah.
And there was also actual art pieces that were created by the Tyneside carers with Helix Arts. So it was a real mix of different art forms to create a really powerful piece.
Yeah. And I've actually been in that marketplace feeling absolutely despairing and sort of consumed with exhaustion around my caring role. And so to be standing there and watching that and hearing my own voice reading a poem, it was, I don't know, I've just never experienced anything like that. Have you?
No, and normally when I'm standing in Kingston Marketplace, it's for Kingston Carnival. And so to actually be there portraying something so completely different, and random members of the public just stopping and watching and listening, and people coming out of the shops to see what was going on, was such a powerful thing, because it was bringing art to people who would normally not hear our voices.
The artwork's over 10 metres high, which is huge, and it was projected over the course of 2 hours, accompanied by a blend of music and poetry by carers themselves, like you guys. What's the significance of carers recording their own poems, do you think? Why didn't you write the poems and someone else voiced them? What's the significance of you guys speaking it yourself?
Oh, I think if somebody else had read the poems for us, and there would definitely be a role for that, but this wasn't about performing a poem. This was about us delivering and sharing our lived experience. So I think that there's a strength in hearing someone's authentic voice. And as soon as somebody reads your poem for you, it becomes a different poem. And there's definitely a place for that, but this project was about trying to get the authentic voices of carers heard. So I think if someone else had read it, it would have lost some of its power.
And I think it also empowered us as individuals by actually going through that process, because some people were absolutely terrified of speaking into the mic. And as the session went on through the recording, they actually gained more power and more strength. And I think they felt really proud of what they'd achieved.
I think it's made us feel that we can do anything.
Well, I'm glad it's made you feel like that, because you should feel like that. For carers who may be listening to this, how can they get involved if they want to?
So you can either check out at Rosetta Life on Instagram, and it's rosettalife.org on the web.
And I would encourage you, get on the phone to Kingston Carers today. Come and join us. We'd love to see you.
There are so many things that Kingston Carers Network offer people locally. And it's not just about creative workshops. There's also exercise classes and things like that, which, again, I've got another network of carer friends that I've met through things like that, through Kingston Carers Network.
And final question, some people may feel a little bit apprehensive. What would you say to encourage them to take that step and get involved?
I would say it's a positive risk. It will feel like a risk, but I would encourage you to take it. And if you don't feel ready to connect with Kingston Carers now, hold it in mind and maybe rethink it in the summer. But please hold it in mind, because it was an absolute game changer for me as a carer being involved in this. And it has actually saved my own well-being. That sounds like hyperbole, but that's what's happened.